without knowing why. Obierica and half a dozen other friends came to help and to console him. They each made 9 or 10 trips, carrying Okonkwo's yams to store in Obierica's barn. And before the cock crowed, Okonkwo and his family were fleeing to his motherland. It was a little village called Mbanta, just beyond the borders of Baino. As soon as the day broke, a large crowd of men from Ezewudu's quarter stormed Okonkwo's compound, dressed in garbs of war. Page 125. They set fire to his houses, demolished his red walls, killed his animals, and destroyed his barn. It was the justice of the Earth Goddess, and they were merely her messengers. They had no hatred in their hearts against Okonkwo. His greatest friend, Obierica, was among them. They were merely cleansing the land, which Okonkwo had polluted with the blood of a clansman. Obierica was a man who thought about things. When the will of the goddess had been done, he sat down in his obi and mourned his friend's calamity. Why should a man suffer so grievously for an offense he had committed inadvertently? But although he thought for a long time, he found no answer. He was merely led into greater complexities. He remembered his wife's twin children, whom he had thrown away. What crime had they committed? The earth had decreed that they were an offense on the land and must be destroyed. And if the clan did not exact punishment for an offense against the great goddess, her wrath was loosed on all the land and not just on the offender. As the elders said, if one finger brought oil, it soiled the others. Page 126 is blank.